Hey, you reach Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Today's message is unqualified. Do you feel unqualified? There's a lot of times that I feel unqualified, especially if I'm trying to fly a plane. I just don't feel like I can do that, you know. Or I always wanted to be a doctor, a surgeon, but, you know, can't do that either. I'm just unqualified. I know you've probably felt the same, and just in life, everything is above us, you know. There's so much that we just can't do. And when it comes to fixing cars or being mechanical, I'm just not that type of person. I'm unqualified. So I have to hire people that are qualified, and that's cool. However, the Bible talks about a lot of people that were unqualified. And Moses is a prime example. God called Moses to take the people out of Israel. He says, hey, I can't do that. I'm not qualified. And he spent years in the desert wandering around, gaining the ability and strength. Gives him a brother that can speak, help him with his speech, and he says, now go do it. It was far beyond him, but Moses learned something from it. He learned that God seems to talk to his children about things that are beyond them. If we could do it, why would we need God? For God to show himself real and true, he's got to give us stuff that we're really unqualified for. Because then we seek him in the midst of that, and we say, Lord, how do we do that? And he gives us divine revelation. He leads us to those that have knowledge to help us to grow in his grace to be able to accomplish it. And also, it gives us the chance to demonstrate and stretching our faith in a direction towards him to believe him to do those things. When he spoke in the beginning, the Bible says that God spoke those things that are not as though they were. So he called forth that which was not right out of nothing and made it something. And he does that in our life. He speaks into our life things that are not and says, you can do that. Go ahead. And all of a sudden, we'd realize that we suddenly have the ability. I remember a time when I was in college, and they said one of the disciplines of humanities was poetry. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, all the different disciplines, and the easiest way out, and that's what I took, was poetry. Never written any poetry whatsoever. And I said, I think I'll write a poem. And I asked the Lord for a poem. I've been writing poetry ever since. For 15 years or so, almost 20, I had the head of the Fellowship of Christian Poets, a worldwide ministry. But we had poets all over the world that wanted to write Christian poetry and share it. And that talent in me all of a sudden became and happened where it wasn't there before. And God made me qualified over a period of time. And that's what he'll do with you. So if you feel unqualified, that's a good thing. Being unqualified is good. The thing to remember is that you're unqualified, but God is qualified. And Paul says to the Galatians, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. And our faith is believing that we can indeed do all things to the glory of God. Not because we're qualified, but because we're not qualified. And then we can trust him to do it for us, to show us how to do it, to make it happen. So as you go along about your day, give some thought to being unqualified and then put your trust in the Lord. God bless you and have a great day.